Philippians chapter 2, then, we read verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It is the expression, even the death of the cross, even that death, that awful death, that terrible death. The apostle here is describing the humiliation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great condescension. He's bringing it in because there are problems in this church. A lack of being humble, a kind of a self-defense and a promotion of oneself, whereby there's strife and bickering. And the apostle is saying, you should have the attitude of Jesus Christ. Let that mind be in you. Let that way of thinking be in you, which was in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was lofty, he was high, he was in the form of God. And yet he stooped down, he took the low place, and he humbled himself. And the process of humiliation is described, it goes lower and lower. It says there in verse 8, he was being found in the fashion of, as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Unto the point of death he was obedient. Stooping all the way down. But that's not the last rung of the ladder. Paul doesn't stop there. He has to add this word. Even to that death, that extraordinary death, that terrible death, the death of the cross. And brethren and sisters, we must never forget that the death of our Lord Jesus Christ was the death of the cross. And that is not an ordinary death. Yes, it was common in Bible times, but it was a terrible death. It was the worst death any man could undergo. And that was the death he took. Even the death of the cross. It was public. The death on the cross was not a deathbed experience where you just had your loved ones around you and it was comfortable. Yes, there'll be pain perhaps and all of that, but at least there's that dignity, a deathbed, a comfort, the loved ones. But a cross was a public execution. It was a public display. All were to observe it. As many as wished could come to it. It was a terrible public death. Thus it was a shameful death, because you were exposed, the clothes were removed, and everything was revealed, the agony that you were going through. Everybody could see the shame. It's a death that was for criminals. It was a death no Roman citizen could ever experience. A Roman citizen was not allowed to be crucified. It was a criminal's death. And therefore it is identified with shame in so many, many ways. And a man who dies by that means is probably the most shameful death that he could ever experience. To be impaled. Even the death of the cross. Our Lord didn't shun it. He didn't run away from it. Because of his love for us, he endured it. He went the whole ladder down, right to the very last rung of the ladder. He didn't just pause at it and say, I don't want to touch that rung. Even the death of the cross. It was a cursed death. Remember how in the Old Testament, the Lord described that the man who dies suspended between heaven and earth, that is an indication of curse. the highest indication of a curse that could be given in the death of a man, suspended between heaven and earth, rejected by God and rejected by men, suspended there between the two, cursed, rejected by all, an outcast, the one identified with sin, the one society doesn't want, the one heaven doesn't want. He bore the curse, even the death of the cross. This is what Paul means, even that death. It was also a very painful death, an agonizing death. To be suspended and impaled is not an easy death. It takes a long time for a man on the cross to die. In fact, after 6 hours, the two thieves weren't dead at all. Their legs had to be smashed so that they could not support their frame and therefore they would suffocate. The Lord did die within the 6 hour period because his agony was so great and he had been so weakened by the scourging, which is enough to kill a man in itself. And also because he's in control of his life and he gives himself a sacrifice. And his heart was broke. He bore more than the other two ever bore. And so he lived only 6 hours. But it's still a long time today in agony, in the heat of the sun, thirst, dehydration, the loss of all the bodily fluids, the pain in the nerves, the scourging, the back exposed and lacerated against the rough wood, pain everywhere, not only physical, but the mental and emotional pain, the spiritual pain, that only a substitutionary mediator could know anything about, even the death of the cross. So it's painful and it's slow. Shameful, cursed, and public. And our Saviour, by that way, obtained our reconciliation with God, dealt with our sins. And that is why the Apostle Paul says, God forbid that I should glory, that I should get big-headed and proud, that I should think I'm better than others and talk myself up and talk others down. God forbid that I should be that kind of man. I just want to be the man who glories in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom I have been crucified unto the world, and by whom I have been reconciled unto God, even the death of the cross.